This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean, and it's Yes 94.9 this week because we are celebrating the one-year anniversary of the win of the postal vote.
It's weird. So many different ways we've tried to say it.
I know. I'm like, well, I'm not quite. I mean, it's great. It's wonderful. We're pumped. It's awesome. Tomorrow's going to be a really huge day. I'm going to be spending it with a lot of people in the community because after the year that we had, we've talked about it all year, and some people were dreading, some people weren't, about what it means coming into the anniversary. So I'm spending it with my friends and people in the community, and we're just going to have a lovely time. But more importantly, it is time for the Batchy. I mean, you've been very excited for our Batchy reports, haven't you?
I have.
It's time for Robbie to talk about the most important thing in the world to him, and that is The Bachelorette. Oh my God, and it's the final week, isn't it?
It is the final week, Dean. Can you believe that? It's almost like...
I mean,
like,
I can. It's a TV show.
It's almost like it was only a couple of weeks ago that we started these Batchy reviews.
Because that's what it did. And, I mean, it's been pretty huge, hasn't it? Now, just for our listeners who might not be familiar with The Bachelorette, it is Robbie's favourite show.
Look, any Australian trash reality TV show has got me hooked.
But Robbie's there. But why don't you give us a bit of a background of what it's been like on Ali's journey trying to find a fella.
Everyone's favourite lady, Ali, has been the Bachelorette this year, this time round, or maybe just my favourite lady.
I've been
a little obsessed with her.
No. I've got to admit, when I saw the opening, I was just like, oh...
She's done a fantastic job. If we talk about people who are good for reality TV, yes, it's her third time round, so she's well rehearsed.
But she's someone who really wants love, and it is.
And she really believes in it.
It feels like a love story.
She really believes in it. And look, she has genuinely fallen in love with all of these men. Now, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. We had two episodes this week where we lost...
Yeah.
Where we lost... We went from five down to the final three. Now, that is a big deal.
It's a big one.
Especially for Ali because she's really feeling it. Now, we had one of the biggest sort of head spinners that we've ever had on a Bachelorette.
What happened?
We came to hometown visits. She travelled all the way to visit. Now, people who are familiar with my Batchy updates will know I've been warning everybody about Charlie for some time now.
Yeah, no, see, now I haven't watched any. So what happened with Charlie?
So she got to Charlie's home state and Charlie refused to introduce her to his family.
Refused to?
Now, Charlie's a little bit of a control freak.
What do you mean?
Charlie's such a control freak that he said to her, while you're still dating other people, I'm not willing to let you into my life that much. So...
Wait.
It's baffling.
Because somebody a part of me goes, I like the idea of what you're saying. And a part of me's like, if you're not going to play the game, why are you on the game?
Yeah, exactly. Now, well, he says I came here for you, not the game. Because he says I knew who it was going to be. I knew that I wanted to be here for you.
Stalker.
Look, but then you've also got to go through the process, don't you? You've got to understand that we're making television here. And look.
So what was Ellie's response to that?
The issue is that he doesn't just say that. He also sort of gets really sort of anxious and very, the way that he talks is quite intimidating. I often feel like he's really talking at her.
Oh, that's not cool.
She just walked off. And in fact, in true Ali style, where she really does, if I can say, grab the situation by the balls.
You can.
So to speak. She pulled him aside at the next cocktail party and said, This is not appropriate. I'm baffled by this. What are you trying to achieve here? She kind of uncovered that he was kind of testing her a little bit and pushing her towards offering more than she could at that point. And she said, she didn't even go to a rose ceremony. She said, I want you to leave. She said, get out of here.
Oh, wow.
I want you to go.
She did. It's like, we're not wasting any time.
And it's about the third time this season that this has happened, that Ellie's just gone, stuff the process. Get out of my face.
I mean, see, I like, and you know what I've got to say? I'm like, good on you, Ali. Good on you. I'm very much here for that because, I mean, there is a process and everything, but there's something very different about the dynamic between, I mean, we're both same-sex attracted, but when you're looking at the dynamic between men and women, and I like the scenario where she's like, I'm not going to play this game anymore. If you're going to treat me this way, you can go right now.
100%. And it was a situation of, you know, a guy that couldn't handle not having the control in the situation. And
that's
really
not a person that you want, quite frankly.
No,
a relationship
that's a good
should be about
warning equal. Sign, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, a relationship should be about being equal. So she just kicked him to the curb.
Kicked him to the curb, Dean. So we're down to our final three now.
So
what
were the other home visits like?
Pretty sketchy. One of the other guys also really messed up. Instead of his family was away, and he took her to one of his ex's houses, but didn't tell her that it was his ex. So that's all going to unfold this week. We will be finding out how she's going to react to that situation of uncovering that it was in fact his ex that she's taken him to. So it looks like he might be out the door as well.
Oh my.
Which is good news. That's Bill. And that'll leave us with Todd and Tate, who...
So what's your take on Todd and Tate?
Look, Todd and Tate were my two faves. I want it to either be Todd or Tate. Todd's probably a little bit too young for her. The timeline doesn't match up.
Oh, wait, what do you mean?
Well, he wants to have a career first, and she's ready for kids at marriage right away.
But the thing with it all is you can do that. That's with the right person.
Hopefully they can figure that out.
Everyone can be practical about it, but let's be honest, that's not the way relationships work. That's not the way life works. That's not the way kid works. Who actually has a plan and sticks to it?
Yeah, 100%.
Nobody. So if it's the right fit, they'll figure out a way where they can both be happy.
And then we've got Tate, who's probably the front runner at this point.
Is Tate your front runner?
Yeah, I think he's the best fit for her, but I think he's having a little bit of trouble sort of really... He's a bit self-doubty. He's a little bit worried that he's not good enough, and that's a concern for her as well. How will it play out?
Well, this is the week where we find out. It's time for the final. Now, do you think we're going to have this scenario? Remember, because last year, like with the battle last year, like when we had The Bachelor, it got huge responses, but he said to both of them, I can't commit to either of you.
Yeah.
It's a no, because this process has been really hard, and I can't give my feelings to someone that way. How do you think it's going to play out this way? Because remember, there's that clip that they played at the very beginning where a guy says goodbye and she just starts bawling.
Yeah.
Is that where our lovely Ellie is going to be rejected? She's going to say goodbye to someone and just really feel it?
Just going to really feel it. I think with Ellie, it's more a thing that she wishes she could probably pick all of them, because she does have these genuine connections that we can really see. So I think for her, it's going to be certainly a situation of complete and utter heartbreak when she has to send the second from last person home, I guess.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So it's pretty intense.
And I'll be right there with my little heartbreak in right next to her, Dean. Don't you worry.
I mean, look, we're going to need another trashy TV show for you to get reported on.
Look, well, I'll recap my feelings on what happens with the final result next week, because we can't leave it there. We'll have to revisit the happy couple, and I'll have Googled all the afterfacts.
Your trashy TV obsession. I do. So I'm looking forward to hearing more and more. But we should get to some more tunes, shouldn't we?
Absolutely.
All right. You're on Mad Wednesday on Yes 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.